The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Affirm. I am the divine flame of universal love and forgiveness, releasing all that is not in alignment with divine love and harmony from my being and my world. I am the radiant presence of divine light and love, replacing all those spaces with the living light of spirit. I am spirit in action.
Welcome to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. This time in our evolution is exceptionally important. It is calling us to live with authenticity, precision, and purpose. Our show will inspire you to become all that you can be, no matter what it takes. Now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Long.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Eye of the Needle. I have a very special guest with me today, Drumbelow Melchizedek. And I want to tell you a little bit about him before we start with our interview. Drumbelow is the author of 5 books, including The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, Volumes 1 and 2, Living in the Heart, Serpent of Light, and his newest book, The Mayan Ouroboros. These books have been published in 29 languages and reach out to over 100 countries throughout the world. He's been on television and the internet and written about in magazines, newspapers, and books all over the world. Having left the United States over 280 times, Drumbelow is a world traveler helping people understand their intimate connection to God. Drumbelow is the first person in the world in modern times to mathematically and geometrically define the human light body, called in ancient times the Merkaba. He's the founder of the Flower of Life Facilitators that have been teaching his work in over 60 countries. He has recently founded the School of Remembering with over 300 Awakening the Illuminated Heart teachers who are teaching his work all over the world. Drumbelow graduated from the University of California at Berkeley with a degree in fine arts. He also has a minor in physics and math with only 1/4 to finish his degree. He lives in Sedona, Arizona. So welcome, Drumbelow. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me, Judith.
I want to say that I've been a student of your work since 1999 when I first read The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life. And I want to say that your work just keeps evolving. There's always something new, always something more expanded. It's kept me interested all these years. And we want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did start in a very particular way where I began to study the mathematics of the reality itself, and that led me into sacred geometry. And I spent about 14 years studying sacred geometry. But once I understood that and how things work in the universe in ways that you normally don't see, it began to open other areas of life that became interesting to me. And it's never stops. It just keeps going. It's amazing, really.
Yes, it's very, very interesting. And let's just go back a little bit for people. I want people that don't know you to know a little bit about you. So we'll talk about some general things to get your idea about this and what you believe. What's really happening on the planet right now? We hear pretty gloomy stories from the mainstream media about our future as a human race. And what is your take on our current state of affairs, Drumbelow?
Well, that's a pretty big question to start out with. But first of all, I'd have to begin by saying that I view things both from a scientific point of view and from a spiritual point of view. And my main purpose in life is teaching meditation. And so I see things in a little differently than someone who is just in the normal way of thinking. And for me, this is a very special time that we're in. You know, we've just been through the Mayan prophecy, which has not finished. Many people don't know that. They think that on December 21st, 2012, nothing happened, and so it was over. But it's not over by the Mayans themselves. It doesn't end until about January 1st, 2016. And so if you follow that whole aspect around what the Mayans are saying about what is actually going on, it's a very different view of life than what we would find in the newspapers. If you look into the newspapers and the media, you see that the world is basically, at this moment, we're entering Third World War. We've been in it for a long time now, really. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and things don't look good. But on other levels, when you look at the way that our DNA is changing and many things are happening within our bodies and our minds and the kinds of basically paradigm shifts that have been going on within human beings over the last 20, 30 years, it's very hopeful. It looks really good to me that life is going to go beyond where we are right now and enter into another phase of life where violence and war is not something that we are attracted to anymore. We become different. And this is the hope of all the religions and spiritual groups all over the world. I don't care what they are, whether they're Tibetan Buddhist or Catholic or Muslim or Taoist or Sufi. Our inner hearts all over the world, we all want the same thing. We just don't know how to get there, but we will find our way. I believe this is true.
Mm. That's very, very hopeful. And we know that through the work, and I have become a teacher of your work, so I know it intimately, we know that we talk a lot about living in our heart. And aside from the obvious reasons around more love and harmony on the planet, why is living in the heart so important now to move into this new phase of living?
Well, you can't really answer that in a deep way. It would take a lot longer than we have. But we have forgotten something about ourselves, most people in the world. And it lies within our hearts. We think that the brain is the most important attribute of the human body. And we judge people by their degrees and how much knowledge they know. And that is one way of looking at life. But there is another way that we have forgotten from a long, long time ago. Over 13,000 years ago was the last time that we actually lived in that state of being as a planet. And inside of the heart is the core of the universe. And this is not something I'm just saying with words. I can prove it. Because the internal space is what science is now discovering. And what we're now discovering about the heart and the brain relationships also is that there is a very special, special, special place inside of us. And it's connected to the toroidal field and the magnetic fields of the heart. And inside of our heart is this little tiny space. It's so little, you can hardly believe it. But it is tied to all of these kinds of spaces all over the universe. And excuse me one second.
That sounds like a truck or something.
We have some kind of vibration going through this that I can't quite identify. Anyway, this little space is where creation takes place. And anything that comes new into the universe comes through this kind of place, which is always inside of a toroidal field. And it could be a star, it could be a planet, it could be a galaxy, or it could be a human being. And it's always the same thing. And it is this is what we're remembering now. And this is what is so important in the human equation, is to find again who we were once a long time ago and to begin to remember and live that now. Because as long as we live only from our brain, we will always be in polarity and we'll always be fighting each other. It's inevitable.
Thank you. So we talk about, in the workshops, we talk a lot about we can only be in one place or the other. We can be in the brain or we can be in the heart. And we're learning how to live in the heart and how to stay there for longer and longer periods of time. We also talk about the ego being a brain function. And could you just touch on that a little bit, please?
Well, going back to the time when we were living in our hearts, our heart was where we actually centered our spirit, you might say. And we functioned from there. The brain was kind of like a television. It was like remote controlled from the heart. But something happened to us a long time ago, and we had a catastrophe, and it caused our separation between our heart and our brain. And we have been living this for the last 13,000 years or so. And the brain, that what has now happened is that the brain has become in control rather than the heart. And it, in doing so, it has created something that we call the ego. It is that part of us that thinks that we are separate from the rest of the reality and that we are the most important thing in the universe. And so we think of ourselves first, and then we think of others second. Not everybody is like that, but almost everybody is. And this ego is the biggest spiritual problem on Earth right now. When we return to our hearts, we begin to see things in a different way, and we can rechange what happened to us a long time ago. We can fix it. We can rewire things in such a way that when we're living in our heart, our brain will listen to us again, listen to the heart. And when that begins to happen, it gets stronger and stronger. The ego begins to reduce itself. And then finally, we get into the state that is basically just pure light. It's a different way of being. And to me, even though as impossible as this may seem to most people in the world, there will come a day when everyone in this planet who is alive will be living in their hearts.
Thank you. That'll be a wonderful day. So we're not really talking about annihilating the ego or annihilating the brain. We're talking about them working together.
Yes, being as one. And there's far more information coming. This is according to Stanford and HeartMath. There's far more information coming from the heart to the brain than there is from the brain to the heart. It is the center of our being. You can actually kind of prove some of these things in a way. When you look at conception of the human body, it goes through a particular set of geometrical patterns when a baby is born. It begins as a sphere, which is an ovum, and then that ovum first divides into two through mitosis, and then it goes into four and forms a tetrahedron, then it goes into eight and forms a star tetrahedron. And as this development keeps going, eventually it will reach 512 cells, where it creates something that looks, that is toroidal in shape. And it is the beginning of who we kind of really are. And that little mass of 512 cells, it keeps growing, and what it becomes is the human heart. And so there is a point, every person, everybody on Earth went through this, there was a point where your heart, you were living inside of a human heart, but you had no body. You had no arms or legs or brain or anything at all. You were just a heart. And then the heart began to beat. And this was a huge mystery in science of how can the heart beat when there's no brain and no intelligence. But it's fact, and it does. They've now found, Stanford has now found a brain in the heart, but it's very small. It's only 46,000 cells. And but they're heart cells. I mean, brain cells, not heart cells. And so, so in the beginning, we were only a heart, which proves that the heart is older than the brain. It came prior to it. And then what happens at one point is the entire body comes out of the heart, emerges it out. The brain moves into the chest. And and this is when the heart begins to communicate with the brain, and the brain begins to function in this way. But without the heart, there would be nothing. We would have nothing, no kidneys, no nothing, because it all came from there. And mm-hmm. and just by seeing and understanding how primal the heart is, we can begin to see how important it is.
And you talk about how the brain was once the servant of the heart, and that is just such a beautiful, comforting feeling to me, and I'm sure to others. We have to think about going on a break in a minute, Jerome. Anything else you'd like to say about the heart right at the moment for, you know, kind of quickly?
Well, real quickly is that we don't ever forget these things. We don't. We remember how it should be. We've lost it right now. But the human spirit will always find its way back. It's been 13,000 years we've been out of this. Mm-hmm. But we're going to find our way back. And I believe that we're going to see this in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. If anyone out there is interested in finding out more about this, I'll just say this now. You can sign up for a workshop with www.drunvalo.net or theschoolofremembering.com, theschoolofremembering.com. Okay, we're going to take a break now, and we'll be back in a minute with Drunvalo. We're going to talk about ascension, and we'll see you in a minute.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance. Connect with your higher self and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune in to Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, here we are back again with The Eye of the Needle and our special guest, Drumvalo Melchizedek. And we want to talk now a little bit about ascension. We teach about ascension in our workshops, the workshop Awakening the Illuminated Heart. And would you talk to us about ascension, Drumvalo? What is it really?
Well, ascension has different meanings to different people. So all I can do is give you my ideas about this. First of all, it is our belief that a human being is much older than just their body. They've been around a lot longer than that, and they're going to be around a lot longer past that time. And so we are completely evolving all the time, both in human, and eventually we reach other levels, and we keep going. We're always evolving, and that's all the ascension really is. Is moving to the next possible level of consciousness. And so we are doing that on Earth right now. There's most of the religious groups and spiritual groups around the world would agree with this, that we are at a very special mode, very special moment in time and in history, when ascension is going to become very important for everyone as this keeps evolving. And so we have focused on that a great deal, and we have created something called the Awakening the Illuminated Heart, where the ancient methods that have been used by the ascended masters around the world, and actually over 5,000 people have used this method, and there are other methods, there are other ways that life has figured out how to move into higher consciousness. This is not the only way. And we know of several other ways, and I'm sure there's ways we don't know. But this one is where you align the heart in such a way that it connects in through the tongue, the roof of the mouth, and into the thalamus gland, and from there to the pineal gland, then to the pituitary gland, and then to another one that is external to the body. And when these things are all aligned perfectly and connected through the heart, a sphere of light appears around your head, and it's a halo, and you can actually photograph these things if you have the right equipment. And when you are in that state and you link back into the heart, there is a way that you can breathe in a certain kind of way and move in a certain kind of way, and you actually move from one dimensional level to another, and it's a totally natural thing. It isn't unusual. But it is on Earth right now, but it's not unusual in the universe. And so that system, we do teach that one, and we're in the process of teaching an entirely new one also.
Mm. And so we know from you and your work that we have done this many times before, that we have ascended and descended, and this is one of the reasons we call the school of remembering, that it has to do with remembering.
Yeah, it isn't about learning most of the time. It's almost always just simply remembering, because we already know.
Hmm.
It's not difficult. It's just opening up to understanding.
This workshop is Awakening the Illuminated Heart is a masterpiece. I have enjoyed being a part of it for the 3 years that I've been a part of it, and I continue to enjoy it. Again, if anyone is interested in looking into attending a workshop, you want to just go to theschoolofremembering.com. Okay, so Drumblow, what's happening now with the sun and the earth and the moon? We hear a lot of talk about solar flares, global warming, etc. What's really going on?
Well, it's just nature unfolding, really, in its own way. The solar flares and the suns and the CMEs and all these kinds of things are the father aspect of this solar system, communicating with our mother, the Earth. And we're learning just huge, huge amounts of things at this time around all of this. I mean, you know, like we assume that solar cycle number 24 right now. We thought by science that this was going to be over with by about January of 2014. And it's still going on. So we're just learning about these kind of things. And the amount of information that we know about the sun right now is minuscule about compared to what is possible to know. We've only had 24 solar cycles, which are, you know, 11 years long, and each one of them 22 for the whole cycle. And the sun is about 5 billion years old. And so we don't know very much about the sun. We haven't been studying it anywhere near to know what it will or will not do. But right now, for example, the magnetic field of the Earth is in the process of changing the poles, the north and south poles. The south pole and the north pole, the magnetic fields are reversing themselves as we speak. And what that means for the world is huge. And it's so huge that our governments don't even allow us to talk about it. They don't want us to because the implications are so huge in terms of what it would mean. Humankind has never experienced this before, ever. The last time we've had lots of pole reversals, physical pole reversals, but an actual magnetic pole reversal itself last time it happened was 740,000 years ago. Mm. And our DNA is only about 230,000 years old. And so humanity has never experienced this before. And so anybody that says they know what it's going to be like and what it's going to do is highly debatable. We don't know. But if the actual polarity of the Earth changes, what does that do to us? Does our polarity also change? And if it did, what does that do to all the polarities in the body, including our sexual polarity? There's so many things we don't know. But this is happening now as we speak. And it is a huge, huge matter. I don't want to get into all the scientific aspects about what it could mean and could not mean relative to our very existence. But we are definitely in a period of time where the changes are so huge and massive that we think everything is just normal. Just what's going on in the solar system is just incredible. What is happening with the kinds of changes. We've had two pole shifts already. We've had in planets, there are changes all over. Just the atmosphere in Mars. Well, the last time we went in there over 10 years ago, we measured it. And now when we've measured it in more recent times, its density is almost doubled. We can't explain that. There's an atmosphere around the moon now, and there never was. When we first got there, there was nothing. And now the atmosphere is 6,000 kilometers deep, according to the Russians. Where did that come from? And I could just go on for half an hour on this.
It's okay.
Almost every planet, the sun itself is expanding in a way that we've never seen before. This is not ordinary. We've never had 7.2 billion people on Earth, but we will very soon. And yet, we think that everything is just moving in a normal way. This is an extraordinary time to be alive, and we should be thankful and grateful that we are alive, because this is a moment when big changes within ourselves and within life itself on this Earth can take place. instead of fighting each other, we should be loving each other and cooperating. But this is what we have to work with now.
Mm. Well, certainly my involvement with your work has given me that kind of attitude toward the gratefulness of being here now. And I know my fellow teachers and my students, and they feel the same way. You know, oh my goodness, this is just such a blessed time to be alive, and what a wonderful set of circumstances we're living, and what can we do to contribute? Can you just talk about that a little bit? What can people do right now today just to contribute to the huge events that are happening on our planet right now?
Well, first of all, it would be good to begin to understand what these changes are. And to know, because if you begin to really deeply study what is actually happening on the planet, there's no doubt that something huge is occurring. And so once you can see that, once you can see what's really happening, you begin to realize that this is an important time. And we need to focus, not just fall asleep and watch television and just have your dinners and things.
Numb out.
Just normal life is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. But we need to actually focus on internal structures. We need to go within ourselves and find out who we really are and what this really is all about. Because what our school systems tell us and everything else is meaningless. It doesn't really get to who we really are and what this is all really about. And until that takes place, until we all start beginning to search inwardly, it's going to be a little difficult to solve a lot of these problems that are on Earth. Hmm. When we do get into our hearts, the solution could be done easily in a few days. We could solve anything. We have the solution for every single problem on Earth. Really, we do. Including illnesses and everything else. We just can't implement them because we don't have any cooperation on any level, hardly at all.
Hmm. Hmm. So a great way, actually, to start learning more about these things and more about our history as a human race and where we are now, where we're going, would be to read your book, Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life. There's actually two volumes, volume one, volume two. It's a great place to start. And also the book, Living in Your Heart, or Living in the Heart. And they're available for our listeners. They're available at www.drumbelow.net. That's a great place to start. To understand anywhere else, Drumbelow, you would lead the people to, aside from, of course, taking a workshop of Awakening the Illuminated Heart, anywhere else you might suggest people go for some information?
Well, there are some ancient sources that are very good, and one of them is, two of these books are from China, ancient China, the Tao Te Ching, or The Way of Life. This, in very simple concepts and terms, tells you some of the very, very most important ways to move in life and to stay in balance and move with the flow of life. Mm-hmm. And the Yi Ching, which is a book that is precisely defines the human DNA perfectly. There's been three medical doctors that have proven this. And by understanding how things move and how they move from one level to another and why and how, it really begins to give you a feeling of what life is about. There are many spiritual ways around the world right now, and many of them are beautiful and good ways. We are a diversified mind. We don't have to choose one way. We can find that there are many ways that you can return back to God. And so, but it isn't so much about which way you choose. It just begin it. Mm. Begin to enter into within yourself and begin to meditate. And I know that meditation for most people just says, well, you're just closing your eyes and there's nothing happening. No, it's way, way more than that. It's, and when you understand what it is, it's pretty hard to ever stop. I don't know if you could, because it's equally as important. The external life, your internal life is just as important. Mm. And they're connected together, by the way, too.
And then when we do meditate and we make a practice of it, we will be guided to whatever is perfect for us, won't we, to just expand, to grow, to keep going. And I remember when I had my first meditation, I felt so free. I jumped up and down. I was so excited. And just the beautiful feeling of the internal world, the beautiful reality of it.
It's extremely vast. It's as vast as outer space, and the inner spaces, and they are connected. I mean, this goes all the way back to the Greeks and in the very beginning, where he said, "As above, so below," but he also said, "As within, so without," and these are two huge statements. And so when we begin to understand what we are inside, we begin to realize how it's reflecting what's on the outside. And that is how we make the changes in the outer world, is from within, not from without.
Wonderful. Thank you, Drumbolo. That's so true. That is so true. Okay, we're going to take another break. We're here with Drumbolo Melchizedek, and we'll be back. We're going to be talking about his new body of work. So stay tuned.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance, connect with your higher self, and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane. Right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Okay, and here we are back with The Eye of the Needle and our very special guest, Drumbelow Melchizedek. Drumbelow, you've recently created a new body of work. Could you please talk with us about that?
Okay. There. First of all, just to start this, is this was a surprise to me, this new information. I really didn't think I'd ever see this in my lifetime. But what we're learning now is, it's hard to imagine, but this is, it has to be one of the most important things that's ever occurred on Earth. In science itself, science is growing very, very fast right now because of the computers and the supercomputers and everything, just what's going on in the world. We're actually learning as much about every 10 to 14 days as we learned in the first 6,000 years of history. And so it's moving very fast. You have to understand our consciousness is just going straight up. And so there, science is now beginning to understand something that has been huge. For a long time, we thought that the speed limit of the universe was the speed of light, 186,200 miles a second. Seems fast. But relative to the size of the universe, it's slow. It's really slow. Light travels so far in a light year, 186,200 miles a second. For a year, that's a light year. And going across our universe right now at the most recent count is about 13.4 billion years across it. So if I was to communicate with someone on the other side of the universe, it would take 13.4 billion years for my hello to get there, and another 13.4 billion years for that hello to get back to me. And for this reason, when spiritual people all over the world say, well, everything is interconnected, the whole universe is one living thing, there's only one God, etc., and all these things, science just says it's not possible, because the fastest thing that's in the universe is the speed of light. And so if the universe is communicating with itself in the way that our body does, it couldn't function. And they're right. And so there's been a huge gap between spiritual information and scientific information.
Mm.
But that has just been blown away. Because in 1908, there was a man named Birkeland who discovered something about the Earth that no one knew, and what he now discovered is called the Birkeland currents. And the Birkeland currents, they now know, which is it's a flow of electricity. When electricity moves through space, it acts very different than it does when it moves through a wire. This is what Tesla was working on, and nobody really understood what he was doing. But when it moves through space, it travels a little faster than it does through a wire. It travels at a minimum of 20 billion times faster. and what would take 13.4 billion years to go across the universe now takes about, well, actually, no time at all. It's zero time. So you can't say how much faster it is. It's so much faster. Science now sees it traveling across the entire universe in zero time. It doesn't travel. It just is there. And it not only is it from point A to point B, but it's from the largest universe you can imagine going on all out to the smallest one you can think, size. And it moves everywhere there is in existence instantaneously. That changes everything, absolutely everything. Everything we've ever thought and known is changed. And now they're finding out lots of the laws that we thought were solid are not solid. And Planck's law, for example, which is how we see inside the sun and everything, is wrong. They've proven this now. And the mathematics is going to change everything again because that's how we are seeing the external world. And now that that has changed, for example, we think that the sun is a gas. And we believe we know what the temperatures are and everything that's in that sun. We believe we do. But we're now finding out that the mathematics we were using was wrong. And so now we have to look at it all over again. With the new satellites that were just put into space in November, I think of 2013, actually, that they can see the surface of the Earth in a way we never can see. And so we've just watched as a solar flare came out of the sun, curved back, and then came back to the surface of the sun. We've never actually seen it hit the surface, and now we have. And what you see is transverse waves. You see circles, like if you throw a rock into a pond, you see waves going out from that. The sun is a liquid. Mm-hmm. And so at this moment, science is in a huge, huge, huge transformation. And so when you begin to bring all this new science in and apply it into spiritual concepts and understandings, the two things begin to come together for the first time ever. And they're beginning to realize that the universe is completely connected together, as spirituality has been saying forever, and that there is one living being everywhere, and that is already connected and already communicating with itself. We aren't communicating because we haven't quite evolved enough to be able to understand how it works. And that's what I'm working on in this new thing, is how we can actually return to be connected to all life everywhere at once. Mm-hmm. And that is totally possible and completely conceptual of how it's possible. So that's what the new body of work is. But the implications are...
huge.
They're just really, really huge. And so in order to do this, we had to understand how the heartbeat worked and how it can start out with a small amount of electricity. The heart makes a... You know, how does it make a beat that when it makes this one beat, the heart just goes thump, thump, makes one beat, it produces a magnetic field that is huge and would require an electric current way farther above anything that we would imagine the human body being able to do. But it does do it, and Stanford has proven this. And so in the understanding of how that works, we begin to, this unfoldment began to happen, and at this point, we're now bringing this down into actual consciousness meditation where we can reconnect back to the entire universe. And I don't mean to just one, you could connect to one planet or to all life everywhere, because it's all interconnected right now.
So we would know everything then. We would know how to solve our own problems. We would know how to evolve as a race. We would know how to it would just change everything.
It definitely would, but I don't know what it will actually what the actual experience is going to be like. But we're not the first ones. We do know from my research and working. I've worked very deeply with the Tibetan Buddhists and also with two tribes in in Colombia, in South America. Those are the Kogi and the Arhuacos Mamos. Both of these people are able to do something in meditation that would have to happen if they were going to do this one thing that we're talking about. And they're doing it now. There's about 400 people doing this. And when you connect to the entire universe in this way, you break your connection with gravity. You float off the ground. And further, your body becomes bioluminescent. You begin to glow in the dark. And this is a state of consciousness that I think many people on Earth, before this lifetime is out, are going to understand what it is.
Mm. Now, is that something you can move back and forth in, Drumblo? Do you know? Is that something we can move into that consciousness and then, not that we'd want to come back for long, but just come back to be on Earth to...
Well, in the history of these 400 people, every one of them, when they made that connection, the connection was never lost again. And so they're still floating off the ground. Once you float off the ground, you never not float off the ground. And so I don't know that yet.
Okay. So the implications are amazing for this. And I did attend one of your new workshops and just some of the meditations that we did were just incredible, and I'm looking forward to attending the next one as well.
One of the things we start with, which is very simple, around the human body, out at your hands, if you put your hands out straight level across, if you move them up to about a 45-degree level, what that does is you're touching an invisible sphere of energy that Leonardo made a drawing of a long time ago. And that sphere is called the Alpha Sphere, or also the Leonardo Sphere. But, I don't know if I can do this on this program too well, because there's so much you need to know in order before I can do this. So maybe I'm getting into an area that is a little more technical than I can really talk about at this moment.
Okay. Well, what people need to know before they can really understand the new body of work is all taught and experienced in Awakening the Illuminated Heart. And so again, if anyone is interested in looking into coming to a workshop, you want to go to www.theschoolofremembering.com. And I just want to say I am a teacher of this work, so if you should be coming to Sedona, I would love to have you in one of my workshops. And you can check me out on theschoolofremembering.com under my name, Dr. Judith Long. Okay, so we have about 3 minutes till we close now. Would you talk a little bit about Melchizedek consciousness, Drumblo? Like, how are you related to it? And is it related to the Christ consciousness at all? People are familiar with the Christ consciousness.
Yes, Melchizedek consciousness and Christ consciousness are linked. It is a way of perceiving the reality. It's not the only way. And when the universe was created, the first aspect that came in, from our way of perceiving anyway, is Melchizedek consciousness. There was nothing here, absolutely nothing. It was only potential. But as soon as we did create something, then the Christ consciousness became apparent immediately. And the moment both of those became apparent, then there's another thing that the Hindus call the Supreme Personality of the universe appeared. And that was how things began. And that simple first trinity has continued. It's still there. It still exists. And we are still going on. But it's not too important to know those things. Really, it comes down to ordinary life here on Earth and being able to live in your heart. And it's really simple. It isn't it's not easy in a way to live in your heart, but the actual mechanics of it is pretty simple.
Yeah, getting there is simple once we learn the method and the pathway that you've given us. And then it's really simple to get back there. The trick is staying there.
Well, that's, you know, when you find your way into that space, it's not too often someone never goes back again. They keep wanting to go back. And eventually you go back and forth for a while, but eventually you learn to just stay there and not go back to the brain, but run your brain from your heart.
Run your brain from your heart, yes. And for, I'll just talk a little bit. We have a 2 minutes. We're just about finished. But my experience in the heart is it's getting easier. The thing that has happened over the years for me doing this is that I will go back into my brain, into my ego, and especially if I'm faced with another ego, sometimes that happens. But then I remember, oh, this isn't where I want to be. And so it's a learning process again. We remember what it feels like, the difference, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels so good in the heart, you know? It feels so good there.
It does. Yeah, it feels safe and feels really good.
And loving and really safe, yes, really mm-hmm. safe. Well, Drumblo, I really appreciate you coming on this show. And I want to again encourage people to take a look at www.drumblo.net and read Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, Volume 1 and 2, Living in the Heart. And if you feel so inclined to go on to theschoolofremembering.com and come to a workshop. The workshops are being taught by wonderful teachers all over the world. And, of course, if you're lucky enough, you can do that and maybe get into one of Drumblo's workshops here in Sedona. So Okay. Thank you so much, Drumblo.
Yeah, thank you, Judith. And everyone out there, thank you for listening to this.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning to The Eye of the Needle. Please join your host, Dr. Judith Long, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. If you like our theme music, it's available for purchase from Dr. Judith's website at drjudithlong.com. The name of the CD is Relax and Return to Your Essence. Have yourself an amazing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.